The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up and, in order to test Jesus, asked him, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law, and how do you read it?" And he said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" And Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped him and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that way. When he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came, and he too saw him, but he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who had come upon him was moved with compassion. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine on his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper, telling him, 'Take care of him. And if you spend more than I have given to you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these, in your opinion, was neighbor to the man who was the victim?" And he answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Let me collect a few moments here to look at this gospel reading and wonder what it might mean to us today, just to take the teaching of Jesus, to change our day as we live it today. Okay. The Samaritan appears here. This is found only in Luke's gospel, and we're very familiar with the parable of the Good Samaritan. And the story is there was a man going from Jerusalem down to Jericho. Now, for those of you who have been to the Holy Land, Jerusalem down to Jericho is about 3,500 feet in about 15 miles. Jericho, the lowest city in the world, 800 feet below sea level. Near there, in the top of the Dead Sea, is the lowest point on the earth, about 900 feet below sea level. So he's going down to Jericho. We'll drive that next month. Pilgrims will drive from Jerusalem down to Jericho. So he's going down to Jericho, and robbers beat him up, and he's a real big victim. But the priest comes by, and he walks the other side, Jewish priest. And then the Levite, a law-abiding Jewish man, he comes by, and he walks on the other side. But then this Samaritan, now he's interesting. I don't know if you do Bible study in your school, but if you do Bible study, go back and read the second book of Kings, about 900 years before Christ, when King Solomon the Great ruled over the people of Israel, the great kingdom of Israel. But after he died, about 100 years before Christ, the kingdom divided. And once a country or a kingdom divides, you always have conflict. You have it today in Korea, in Cyprus, in Ireland. Wherever you divide a country, you will have conflict that will go on and on. And so, through a whole series of interesting historical moments, great conflict happens between the people in the north, the kingdom of Israel, and the people in the south, the kingdom of Judea, the tribe of Judah. they're divided and they become mortal enemies. And the Samaritans are mortal enemies of the Jews. They intermarried with the Syrians and therefore they're not pure Jewish. The Jewish people looked down on them. They were a minority. They were half-breeds. They were marginal people. Now, keep that in mind. And now one of these reviled Samaritans comes along and sets the example of caring for the man who was wounded. Why did he notice it and the others did not? Because he himself had suffered. He himself knew prejudice. He knew abandonment. He knew judgment by others. Because he knew that, he had compassion. Watch what he does. He takes care of this man. He doesn't even know him. He will get no recognition. He will get no payment for anything he gave. He'll get no thank you from public recognition. And yet he's the one who really reaches out. You know, mostly people who are hurt become more compassionate. People who understand pain, people who have understood failure tend to understand failure in another person. So listen to the teaching here. The teaching is the priest and the Levite saw him, the wounded man, but they didn't see him. They just saw with their eyes. The Samaritan, he saw with his heart. He saw with compassion. He saw with his whole person. What does this teach us? When you journey through today, try to see with your whole person. You know, when you're in school and you're out at recess, you've never known the hurt another person is carrying. You never know the anxiety of another person, the loneliness of another person, the feeling of failure, the struggle. You're an A student, this person is a C student. They might need some help. How do we see with a whole person today? How do we embrace people, understand people, be patient, withhold judgment about others? That's the teaching of this gospel. So whoever you meet today, try to see with the heart. Try to see with the whole person. And then you will see things that the eyes cannot see. You will see loneliness, you'll see struggle, you'll see people who are anxious, you'll see people who feel like a failure, or people who feel left out. You meet all these people if you look with the heart. So don't forget, when you journey through this day, try to look on everyone you meet, try to look with the heart, and you will see things that the eyes cannot see. That's what Jesus teaches us. To follow Jesus is to see with the heart. Okay? So keep that in mind today as you find your way through this day, which is God's gift to us. And God will teach us and God will show us and give us opportunities to see with the heart. Okay. Amen. Now we'll just pause for a moment and offer some special prayers. We ought to pray for the people in Florida and down in that area. Devastation is incredible. People lost their homes. They lost members of their families. So we'd like to pray for people. We want to see with the heart, not just what you see on TV, but see with the heart. Pray for the people of Ukraine, going through this enormous, incredible conflict over there. And we see it on TV, but to kind of see the hurt, the wound, the death, oh, it's amazing. You got to see with the heart. You'll run into people today who want to be your friend, who need to be blessed, who need to be welcomed, who need to be forgiven, to be understood. See with the heart. We make these prayers in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen.